Barbara. Is that microphone on out? There it is. Good morning, everyone. You know, we don't always pause and introduce guests that are here, but I get to because my family is here. My grandson, Ryer, stand up and wave, Ryer. Can you stand up and wave? He was nice enough to bring his mom and daddy here. So, Ryer and Sarah and Joe Vesio. Not, you know, he's shy just like my daughter. It's a ceremony. I have to tell you something. I didn't tell Sarah this, but, you know, I'm getting a little older. I don't know what she thinks of that, but I had an experience. A gal came up to me and said, "Can I get your phone number?" Shucks, that was pretty neat, you know. So I gave her the phone number. She says, "We'll have the lab call you with your results." For a moment there, it was a moment. Happy Mother's Day to everyone. Good morning. We are online as well. Happy Mother's Day to all of those persons viewing us virtually. So we are in person and virtually. And I do need to ask, how many of you are still praying for rain? Please stop for just a moment. Just pause for a bit. The elevators are out of order. I apologize for that. But the sump was full of water. So if you went to Disneyland, there's that ride with the submarine. I don't think we wanted to emulate that here. So we are neither here nor there. On the back of the bulletin, you see some of the things by way of order. Next Saturday, we will celebrate our brother Tim Collins, his celebration of life at 10:30 here. He is life and death and is life again, and we celebrate him. So we will be doing that. Are there other announcements we need to make for the good of the order? As we begin this morning, Ms. Deb Gunther, our mission coordinator.
Good morning, everyone. I wanted to remind everyone that this Tuesday is this month's May's crop fundraiser. It's at Wood Paddle Pizza off Buckley and Quincy. It's all day, lunch or dinner. And then in June, we're going to have clothing giveaway June 3rd. So any help, and that's June 3rd from I think now we do it from 10 to 12:30. So any help is greatly appreciated, and donations of clothes. Thank you.
Yep, bring in your clothes. We lovely that we can be able to re-gift those, and some of the people that don't have anything, some of them, that's their clothing budget for the year, and so we're grateful to be able to do that. Other things for the good of the order, other announcements? I don't see any. This is Sunday morning. It is the beginning of the week, and we begin by pausing and saying, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what we have. Be with us through this week." We begin with worship. Stand and wave hello to one another, and let's turn to our call to worship.
Good morning. Please join me for a call to worship in the bulletin. Welcome to the house of God. God is in all places and all times, and is in this place, even here and now. What is that that you seek from God? We seek God's kindness, justice, amid our tears and our failings. We seek to give thanks to God for gifts and blessings we have received. What part do you play in this place? We are Christians. As such, we are the body of the church. In this place, we have the opportunity to be a part of the mystery of Christ. Celebrate your place in this church. Celebrate your relationship with Christ in the ministry of God Almighty. We lift our voices in praise, in prayer, in celebration, and in song. Amen. Please join us for the hymn, "For the Beauty of the Earth," in your hymnal, page 92.
And please note that we're just doing verses 1, 2, 4, and 6. So 1 and then 2, 4, 6.
Glory of
Please be seated. Today's scripture is Peter 1, chapter 3, 13 through 22. Now who will harm you if you are eager to do what is good? But even if you do suffer for doing what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear. Do not be intimidated. But in your hearts, sanctify Christ as Lord. Always be ready to make your defense to anyone who demands from you an accounting for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and reverence. Keep your conscience clear so that when you are maligned, those who abuse you for your good conduct in Christ may be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if suffering should be God's will, than to suffer for doing evil. For Christ also suffered for sins once for all, the righteous and for the unrighteous. In order to bring you to God, he was put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, in which also he went and made a proclamation to spirits in prison, who in former times did not obey, when God waited patiently in the days of Noah, during the building of the ark, in which a few, that is, eight persons, were saved through water. And baptism, which this prefigured, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven as at the right hand of God, and angels, authorities, powers made subject to him. Praise God.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
I don't think we have it in the bulletin. Thank you, Holly, for singing, accompanying, giving us a voice there. We turn to our time of prayers, and I have a note here. And I have to admit, Rene Veron sent this. I was unaware that there are fires in Canada, quite severe. They somehow have not made the news. Alberta and British Columbia suffering from thousands of acres that are on fire. Does anybody else know any more about that? Or can you, Mike, can you bring a microphone? Have you got a second, Larry, to just give us an overview of that real briefly?
Well, it's very interesting how the drought is just jumping all over North America. And right now we've got abundant rain, but up in Canada, they have not had any really decent rain in probably the last several, I think what they said, 6 years. And I don't know how it started, and it could have been lightning, could have been man-made, but it's really ravaging the timber there.
Okay. All right, thank you. And here we are, one of our near neighbors, and it's not making the news. I'm not sure what that means. We won't make any comments on that, but we do want to lift that. Other concerns that you have as we're in there. Michael, down here, Don Larson, if you would, please.
I just want prayers for my mom, Jeannie. We put her in hospice, in home care, a couple weeks ago.
All right, Don's mom, Jean, in hospice. Don, thank you in prayers. Prayers in that journey. Other concerns as we lift them. I'm a little concerned. Rich and Susan Schneer have been in France. Just got back late last night. I'm a little concerned he's going to snore here shortly, because I got in really late last night. So Richard, if he starts snoring, Helen or Rella, just give him a... If you didn't hear that, he was up for 36 hours straight. So yeah, that sounds like someone sawing logs back there. We'll know where to look. The concerns also listed on the back page, we continue. We continue to hold those. We continue to be aware of those. And we pray guidance, and we pray God's help. Celebrations. You ready for the birthday list? Monday, Alina Relford celebrating a birthday. How many? Paya, Nalu, do we know? 14, thereabouts, okay. How about that? Happy birthday there. I have down here that Rich and Susan Schneer are having an anniversary. You're still married after the trip? So far, okay. 19 years, is that right? Happy anniversary, Richard. Happy anniversary. Tuesday, Olivia Tafaki will be 6. Friday, Rachel Ross has a birthday. On Friday also, Sandy and Jean Tinney celebrating an anniversary. Is that true, Miss Sandra?
Yes.
62 years? Yeah, amen. Well done, my friend. And on Sunday, Colin and Ruka Armstrong celebrating 7 years. Do I have that right, Holly? All right. Those are the anniversaries and birthdays in our church family. Are there others that you want to share, others that I've missed through error? Microphone down here for this. It's Jeanette Boyles' little boy, Don Boyles.
We have a celebration that Wednesday we're going down to Peterson Air Force Base to celebrate the retirement ceremony of my daughter-in-law after 20 years, 8 months, and so many days, but and so many hours, and so we're proud of her and going to celebrate her retirement at the Air Force.
Read her name, tell me her name aloud.
Jennifer.
Celebrating a retirement, all right. And thank you for her service. Thank her for us. Others? Michael Rich Schneer, and he's still awake, and he seems to want the microphone before he takes a nap.
I don't know, I'm asleep. I forgot what I was going to say. No, on the 17th, which is what, Wednesday, one of our closest friends is celebrating his 90th birthday, and he can run circles around me, so I don't worry about him.
First name?
Jerry.
Jerry turning 90. Happy birthday, Jerry. Rich, celebrations to you for having vital friends that keep us aware, keep us alert. I see no other prayers. Let's join together in our unison prayer. You find it printed in your worship bulletin. God, our protector, God, our defender, thank you for never leaving us alone. No matter what else lets us down, we know you never will. Lord God, in our lack of understanding when bad things happen to us, help us to call upon your name. You are the God of Abraham and Sarah, of Isaac. You are the God of Abraham and Hagar, of Ishmael. You poured blessing upon Isaac and upon Ishmael. You sent waters to Hagar in Beersheba and to Moses and the Hebrews in the wilderness. Lord God, send waters now to the women, children, and men in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in the United States, at the borders in Ukraine and Russia, in Israel, in Haiti, in Tonga. Lord God, send water everywhere your children thirst, whether for water or for your spirit. You are indeed a great God, and we give you praise. Lord God, on this Mother's Day, we ask a blessing on mothers everywhere, modeling your unconditional love. Amen. Let's pause for a moment of silent meditation in preparation for prayer. Loving Lord God, we pause this morning in prayer, turning to you, who is always present to us, always there, always loving, nudging, guiding, inspiring. Lord, we give you thanks. And as we pause and give you thanks, we pause on this morning to recognize mothers. We recognize that such a task belongs to women with children and without, that mothering becomes a job of caring for others, a divine task. As God gathers the children like a hen gathers chicks under her wings, we understand that mothering may bring the hope of the peace and salvation of this world. Lord, we ask your guidance that as we are about being your people, that we find ways to build bridges instead of divisions, and that we find ways to be children together and families together in your family as one. We pray, Lord, the prayers that you've heard us lift for people in war, in floods, suffering from tornadoes, all of the acts of nature, for our neighbors in Canada, for our neighbors in Mexico and Central America, South America, for our neighbors around the world, in all places we ask prayers. Lord, they are your children. They are our brothers, our sisters, our family. As we come and gather, we gather, although the voices may be in different languages, in different cultures, but we gather together, as Jesus taught us with the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you for your offerings. As I said, we had flooding in the elevator pit. There are some costs involved with that. The sump pump that is down there doesn't seem to be running, so we will need to call the plumber again. By the way, the bill for the plumbing that we did before came in at around $4,500, thereabout. So if you've been waiting to write a check, now is the time. Now is the moment, and we thank you. And we thank you for the ways that you continue to support the church, that we might be a church of Jesus Christ, a family of God, and a place of hope. I invite Miss Barber to give us a moment to pause with the offertory.
Stand if you're able to for the scripture lesson today. It is John 14, 15 through 21. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I'm in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father. I will love them and reveal myself to them. God, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
All right, Miss Stephanie is coming down. She's bringing down a couple of helpers, and any of the youngsters of any age who are willing to help us do the motions for this song coming up, we'll gather down here for our vacation Bible school song. So let's get a little bit of aerobics in here. All right. It's worth noting that Ryer inherited my love of trains, and so both of us were watching attentively. I believe that was the Harry Potter train. I don't know all the details, but the moving train under steam was Harry Potter. And in case you wanted to know, that other railroad museum they were at is right there in Golden. It's called the Colorado Railroad Museum. Gosh, who'd have thought I knew that, huh? I have to tell you a story. This is a story, you know, my daughter's here, and so we always tell stories about when she was little or whatever. And so this is story time, if you want to listen here. There was a little boy once. This was before first grade, so it's pretty small. Mom They lived in a rural area, and they went down to the general store. How many of you have ever been in a true general store? They got meat, and they got groceries, and they got a butcher, and they got saddlery, and they got, you know, pretty awesome place. Anyways, they go in the store, and Mom's picking out a few things, and the little guy sees a barrel, and he walks over and peeks over the edge, and it's peanuts. Well, this little guy seems, he likes peanuts, and he's looking at the peanuts, and he's got his hand in there feeling the peanuts, and he looks around, and he grabs a couple peanuts, and he slips them into his pocket. Well, that's okay. Mom gets done with all of her shopping, and they go out to the car. It's time to now reap the harvest, so he pulls the peanuts out of his pocket. He's getting ready to enjoy the peanuts, and then Mama says, "Where'd you get the peanuts?" Well, you know, a young kid will try for any answer, but she already knew. So it slowly came to pass, and he had understood, and he assured his mother that, no, she didn't see me take them, so it's okay. And Mommy took him by the hand and walked him in, and they produced the peanuts and handed them to the gal, the clerk, an elderly woman and her husband who ran the store. The woman was pretty stern about it, but she understood exactly what was going on, and she says, "Well, I forgive you this time, but I don't want to ever hear of it happening again." The little boy was crestfallen, you can imagine. Can you imagine how embarrassing it would be to have a parent drag you in to the clerk and embarrass you that way? What kind of a parent would have done that to me? I mean him. It was many years later. We had moved away and we moved back. And we're standing outside the store after school, and it was a group of students. And one of the other students came out, and he was just all a twitter. And he says, "Hey, look at this. I stole this, and she didn't see me. There's no way she knew I took it." And before I even thought about it, I said, "You know, that's stealing. And that her income, her way of making a living, is having to pay for that. And you'll have to pay for that, and that's theft." "Well, she didn't see it." I said, "That doesn't matter. Stealing is stealing." And I didn't remember actually making the speech up. It just kind of tumbled out. And he had a look on his face, and after a minute, he walked away. And before I knew it, he came back out, and he said, "I snuck him back in, and she didn't see me either." I'd like to ask him if he remembers that, but we've lost touch. It's an interesting thing that happens there, and you know, parenting is a hard thing, you have to ask yourself a question: am I going to damage my child by my actions and my reactions, and what course shall I take? And you know, a loving parent, firm love, tough love, where's the balance between that? I guess my mom made the right decision, and I'm grateful for that. I don't remember the peanuts and tasting them ever, but I do remember the event, and there are not very many I remember from that age. So it's an important thing. Reflecting back then, this is a confession that your pastor's a thief. Right? The way we look at it, there is no question, black and white, and I'm admitting. But we need to reflect something else as Christians, and that is that we are forgiven. 1 Peter 3, "In baptism, which this prefigures, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ." When God forgives us, we can forgive ourselves. In fact, we need to forgive ourselves. Sometimes that's the hardest thing. God may forgive us, but we don't want to, and we struggle with that. Or if I'm the only one, that may be another bit for you just to share. Parenting is hard. Parenting is hard. Think about, as you were growing up, some of the things that helped you be who you are. I always love hearing stories from people who talk about when they were little and they had to sit with their parents and they hated it and they fidgeted and they wanted to get up and church was long and church was boring. And I was one of those at one point, and I remember all of those. But in reflecting back, most of us will say it provided a foundation. And it provided us with some stability to which we can return. But parenting sometimes means having to learn a lesson. We look around at our society today and we can understand that there are lessons that need to be learned, and some of them over and over and over again as we see people. And some people that didn't learn them early enough, and so we're struggling as they try to be a part of a collegial society. Sometimes we let our children learn on their own. Don Boyles gave me a cross, and it's two wrenches forming the cross. I am a tinkerer, there's no question. I love tinkering, exploring, taking things apart, and sometimes even getting them back together again. And it goes back to when I was very young, and I don't remember this story. I don't remember this event, but my neighbor was working on his car. He took his battery out, and he dumped the battery acid out into a jar, and he put it out in the trash, and I found it. And I got it open, and I got it on me. This is the story my mother tells me, and I reflected on it, and I have the acid burns that I know it's a true story. And she has the acid burns from when she heard me hollering and came and tried to get the acid off and clean it off and wet it and stop the burning. Some lessons are hard to learn. I still pause when I open jars. That's a good thing. I don't remember that event, as I said. But some things impact us, and those can make us who we are. So on this Mother's Day, we pause and we reflect on our mothers before us. Some of you young enough to be in the middle of mothering, I'm looking at my daughter, Sarah. Sarah raising a precocious young man. It is not an easy job. And deciding how to be about that parent is a task that we struggle with, we pray about, and God willing, we do the right job. And we can reflect back that the guide for us was Jesus himself, who showed us how to be in the world, how to live in the world, how to share in the world, how to forgive in the world, but also called people to account. Truth was truth. But Jesus, we can turn to in the scriptures. What does that mean now that Jesus has died and risen and sits at the right hand of God? Well, Jesus assured us. He said, I will not leave you destitute. We heard that scripture. Deb did a great job reading that scripture. John 14, I will ask God and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. That's the word in our New Revised Standard Version. The Greek word is paraclete. You know what a parakeet is. This isn't that. It's close. Paraclete. Parakletos. And we know from scholars that the disciples probably weren't sure what Jesus was saying when he says, I will leave the paraclete with you. They didn't know for sure. The Pentecost event had not come. It wouldn't come for some time. It's coming soon for us. Remember to wear red. But this paraclete, this Holy Ghost as it once was, this Holy Spirit, this Spirit of truth, is God's presence with us. That's helpful. When we're trying to parent, what would God do? Listen to that still small voice to know how we shall be. For God is with us to help us and guide us and to know what's right and wrong. So very often we are making choices and we say, well, should I do this or shall we do that? And what we're really asking is, can I justify doing what I want to do instead of what I should do? And the paraclete reminds us, the Holy Spirit upon us, giving us guidance. We give thanks for that Spirit. This morning we all have mothers, and some of them may not have been good mothers. I've met a few people who don't celebrate their parenting, their parents of female gender. Not many. In most cases, mothering has been a good experience, a good thing. And mothering doesn't always come just from your biological parent, but from all of those who have parented you in your lives. Think about that for a minute. I can remember several different women who were instrumental in guiding me, inspiring me. Can you pause a moment and think about them? Pause a moment and say a prayer of thanks. Because that's offering Christ, loving us as Christ loved us. I told you the story about being burned by acid, my mom doing her best raising kiddos. She couldn't keep me from harm, and she never did. After that, there were many other adventures I had that I will not share right at the moment, but nonetheless, she would have wished that I could be free from harm, from danger, which is what we all wish for our children. But this is life. This is not Eden. This is not the Garden of Eden. This is not the Rose Garden. This is life. This is earth. And there are those hurdles. There are those potholes. There are those floods and fires and tornadoes. It isn't important that we be kept away from all of them. In fact, we have to endure all of those. We have to travel through the world, through this life. It's how we respond, and it's the fact that we do so knowing that the Spirit of God is with us, the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit. Perhaps through mothers, perhaps through any of those who have cared for us. So today we do celebrate mothers. If you're a mother here, we give you thanks. If you have anyone to give thanks to, I hope you pause and do that. If they are still alive, I hope you can share that. Know that love, and that is the love that Christ has for us. Amen? Amen. We have a closing song, and I can't remember what it is, so I'm stalling while I try and find it here. Something Beautiful. We're going to sing it through twice. Holly, I ask if you'll come up and help lead us. Stand if you're eligible. Stand if you are able and comfortable doing so. If it hurts, then stay sitting down. That's okay. But sing and celebrate Something Beautiful. Thank you, Holly. Thank you for leading us. Barbara, thank you as usual and always. Well done. Yay. You are right. Yay. Happy Mother's Day to all. Celebrations. May it be a blessed day. May it be a day of remembrance of wonderful things and gifts. And may it be a day in the name of God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit where we might offer the love of Christ to those we meet. Amen? Amen. All right. Join hands. Let's sing our closing. God said, amen.